Being in pro-transgenderism Labour Party like living in an abusive relationship, feminist MP says. By Peter Cattell on January 22, 2023. Serving as an MP within the pro-transgenderism Labour Party is like living within an abusive relationship, one elected representative for the party has claimed. Rosie Duffield, an MP for the Labour Party, has attacked the leftist group for its adherence to transgenderism, which she says makes serving in the organization like living in an abusive relationship. It comes shortly after Duffield was heckled by her own party after speaking in Parliament against Scotland's gender self-ID law, which would allow children aged 16 and over to legally declare their own gender without medical supervision. In response to her treatment in Parliament, as well as the treatment of women who speak out more broadly against transgenderism, the MP has now accused the Labour Party of having a sexism problem. Writing in the UK news website Unheard, Duffield compared her personal experience of serving in the Labour Party to the time she lived in an abusive relationship, drawing similarities between the party and her former partner. "Trust me when I say I don't take this lightly, but what I feel now, after 6 years of being cold-shouldered by the Labour Party, conjures memories of how I felt in that abusive relationship," she wrote in an opinion piece for the publication. Duffield described many within the party as not agreeing with its pro-transgenderism stance, but said that others are too afraid to speak out for fear of angering more militant elements within the party. They think the transgender debate is nothing more than a culture war issue. A weapon used by the Tories to whip up division, she wrote. "I know that is not the case. Many of us know that self-identifying as a woman does not make a person a biological woman who shares our lived experience," she said. "But for obvious reasons, these views are not voiced outside of closed rooms or private and secret WhatsApp groups." Overall, Duffield concludes by saying that Labour has a problem with sexism and that women with heterodox opinions on various issues, especially to do with transgenderism, are often sidelined and even intimidated within the party. As evidence for this, Duffield cites her own experience within Parliament last week, with members of her own party heckling her for backing government plans to block a pro-transgenderism law from coming into force in Scotland. Under the legislation as outlined by the Scottish Government, all those aged 16 and over would be able to declare their own gender without medical supervision, which many fear would create serious problems for the rest of the United Kingdom. While asking a representative of the government whether it recognizes the concerns of some women in Scotland that gender-segregated spaces could be penetrated by those identifying as the opposite sex, the MP was loudly jeered by many within her own party. She later attacked her own party over the incident, saying that she was shouted down by men within the party who clearly don't want women to speak up for our rights to single-sex spaces. "How very progressive," she reportedly added. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.